Chapter 26. Helping Friends. The two hawks sat within the protective sphere. The one Jake had named Hawkey helped its mate with the ritual. Its mate, the Mistsong Hawk, was still skeptical but had agreed to the modifications anyway. Hawkey needed to stabilize the entire formation while the Mistsong Hawk redrew the markings on the ground carefully. It was intricate work that took a lot of concentration from both of them for something they weren't even sure would have any point. If the human failed to kill the elemental or didn't want to give the orb, it would all amount to nothing. Now, why would the hawks make this large formation and spend more than a month and a half feeding it energy as their eggs slowly grew? The answer was simple. Records. They wanted their chick to start out with as large an advantage as possible, hopefully even getting a powerful race. As a Gale Song Hawk and a Mist Song Hawk, the race of their chick was already unpredictable to begin with, and while this entire ritual would make it even more so, it could only lead to positives. As a D-grade, the Mist Song Hawk was already placed highly on the planet's hierarchy, and they both also believed that the Gale Song Hawk could reach D-grade. But to reach C-grade or above was a massive uncertainty. As beasts, their natural instincts were, of course, for both themselves and their offspring to become as strong and healthy as possible. They had made this entire formation to make sure of that, collecting hundreds of the cloud elemental orbs. But they needed more. That was when that weird human had suddenly appeared. At first, he'd just been a shitty flyer that the Gale Song Hawk took pity on, and a few of its fatherly instincts had influenced it to give some pointers. It hadn't been with any specific goal in mind, it just found the human amusing. But then it had seen the human fight. It had seen the man annihilate the souls of an entire flock of birds with a look and improve at a ridiculous speed as he hunted down beasts many levels above himself. It had seen him kill beasts the Gale Song Hawk wasn't confident in facing with a single arrow. It had seen him kill a D-grade that even its D-grade mate couldn't beat. That was when the Gale Song Hawk realized that it had met a monster. To see him stand atop the Thunder Rock with a disappointed look in his eyes was what made the Gale Song Hawk resolve itself and convince its mate to ask his assistance. The Mistsong was still reluctant, but agreed nevertheless. It had tried to pressure the human with its aura, but instead found itself pressured. 22 hours after the human left, the Mistsong Hawk detected him within its projected aura. A small hole in the barrier opened and the human flew inside, landing on the ground with far more grace than the Gale Song had expected the human capable of when it had met him only a few weeks ago. "Well, that was fucking annoying," the human said. "Seriously, I kill the stupid elemental, and then everything just goes to shit and..." However, both hawks had already begun filtering out his rant on disrespectful thieving birds after hearing the first part. Besides, they didn't fully understand his words, just the general sentiment behind them. The Gale Song Hawk made some noises towards him, and the human looked over. "Oh, yeah, the orb is right here." He took out the orb and displayed it to the two birds. "Storm Elemental Orb, D-grade. Contains strong storm affinity mana and the remnant records of a storm elemental." The flight back had been rather relaxing. After recuperating a bit, Jake went to inspect the center of the cloud continent, aka the massive crystal tree. Upon further inspection, he was surprised to learn it wasn't alive, or at least it didn't have a soul. It was just a natural treasure, one that gathered and created lightning affinity mana and likely also generated the clouds. Jake couldn't do anything to it or move it, so he decided just to let it be. Perhaps he could find a use for it in the future, and if he couldn't, he was fine with it just spawning more D-grades to hunt down later. Even if he didn't hunt them himself, the cloud was pretty close, so perhaps some people from his city could go in the future. Back in the present, Jake was still annoyed within the barrier, but felt quite a bit better after ranting at the two birds. He had, of course, been attacked on the way back by a bunch of ignorant vultures that hadn't seen him earlier. He was happy that his hawk buddy wasn't an asshole that just attacked him at first sight. These two hawks at least seemed somewhat polite. Then again, he did consider Hawkey a friend of sorts, and treating your pal's girlfriend or wife decently was just common courtesy. Yes, Jake was now 100% sure that Hawkey was the guy and the Mistsong Hawk the girl. Speaking of Hawkey. "So, What should I call you? He thought, looking at the Mistsong hawk and thinking deeply. The bird looked back at him with confusion. Well, you are a Mistsong hawk, so how about Misty? Yeah, let's go with that. Hawky and Misty. Now, Jake wasn't actually delusional enough to think that those names were in any way good, but quite frankly, he didn't care. Even if other people heard them, who would disrespect a level 97 hawk and its D-grade partner? Well, besides himself. The bird didn't particularly mind either, perhaps finding the entire concept of naming things novel. Hawkey had already gotten used to the weird human long ago, so it just ignored the human's antics as it looked intently at the storm elemental orb in his hand. Anyway, here is the orb, Jake said as he tossed the orb to Misty, who easily caught it with some kind of levitation magic. Telekinesis? It looks pretty weak, so likely not used in combat. Jake saw the two birds continue working after both giving a thankful screech. The human wondered what to do as he looked at the magic circle being redrawn in new patterns. It didn't take a genius to figure out that it was to allow the use of the storm elemental orb, but it did give him an idea. Can you also use the beast core? He asked, as he took out the core from the thunder rock. The Mistsong looked at him and the orb for a bit before sadly shaking its small head. Is it because it isn't just pure energy like the orbs? He asked, pointing between the orbs and the core. That one got him a nod. Say, what if I somehow mess with it a bit and make it more like an orb? Can it then be used? This time he got a confused look from Misty. Hawkey made some bird noises that caused the female hawk to look at him again with interest before screeching in response. Yeah, I'm just going to take that as a solid maybe. Now, what did Jake plan on doing? Something he had no idea if he could even do. A bit of a gamble, if you will. Jake understood that in the eyes of many beasts, and pretty much all humans on Earth, a D-grade beast core had to be a priceless treasure. But to Jake, it really wasn't. He would kill countless D-grades in the future, so to mess a bit with one for a mad experiment wasn't a waste at all in his eyes. He wanted to see if he could somehow change the core into something useful, and what better way to do that than poison the hell out of it? But he wanted to do it in a bit of a unique way. So the cauldron he had taken out wasn't his usual one, but one he had yet to use. Cauldron of Myriad Essences, Epic. A cauldron made by infusing a vast array of essences within it, granting it the ability to far more easily and efficiently transform mana affinities. Allows the user to change affinities to elemental affinities the user doesn't possess himself. The cauldron has very high mana conductivity due to the material and the runes inscribed upon it, but it is somewhat fragile compared to many other types of cauldrons. Enchantments. Mana conductivity, very high. Mana transparency, medium. Durability, low. Myriad essences. Requirements, level 50 plus in any alchemy-related profession. He wasn't quite ready yet, though. While this was a mad experiment, he still needed at least some kind of plan or approach. Closing his eyes, he entered meditation and dove into his inner self. More accurately, a small drop of blood within himself. The drop contained records of the Malefic Viper that Jake could dive into and explore with his sagacity of the Malefic Viper. Naturally, it wasn't all the mighty god's records, but a mere fraction of a fragment, but that in itself was nearly boundless to an E-grade like him. And while the knowledge was primarily related to alchemy, not all of it was. As he dove into it, he felt like he got some kind of response. He briefly felt the influence of Vili himself come down and give him a nudge in the direction he was going, his amusement apparent. Jake found the knowledge wanted as he dove in. Knowledge about records and, more importantly, the evolution of beasts and how to support them in their evolutions. He didn't look for a recipe or anything like that, but just an idea. And an idea he got. But surprisingly, it wasn't from what was within the blood, but the drop itself. If the Viper can somehow implement records in a drop of blood like this, can I do something similar? Not the same way, but something similar. Thinking about it, his thoughtful meditation on full display, as he was entirely in his own little world, didn't every part of him already contain a part of his records? Yeah, I'm giving it a go. Still inspired by his thoughts, he opened the lid of the cauldron and, without any hesitation, poured in his own blood, infused with blood of the Malefic Viper. Nonchalantly, he threw in the beast core and began focusing everything he had on the cauldron. The blood instantly tried to dig in and corrode the core, but Jake didn't allow it to. Instead, he began helping the core fight back. This was the reason he'd used this cauldron. The mana he infused into the beast core was made to mimic the current mana within it, amplifying it instead of weakening it. His blood surrounding the core kept trying to dig in, but instead found itself consumed by the lightning. Lightning affinity had the inherent ability to break down mana. Getting hit by lightning magic would also destroy the mana of what was within what it hit. This meant that if you used lightning magic on a person, it would drain some of their mana along with their health if you managed to do damage. What did this mean for his blood? It meant that the lightning from the beast core eliminated the mana in the blood around it, draining its toxicity at a rapid pace as Jake allowed it to win out. He wasn't sure exactly how long it took, but soon the blood was entirely drained of all traces of toxicity and seemed almost inert. But Jake knew it wasn't, because it still contained some elements of Jake that the lightning couldn't destroy. While the lightning could destroy all the mana-based poison, it failed to destroy the poison that was entirely based on vital energy. This harkened all the way back to the time he'd consumed the amalgamation to pass the challenge dungeon with his first real vitality-based poison. During the trial of myriad toxins, he had been inflicted with even more types of vitality-based toxins, as well as countless other kinds. He had learned from it, and now parts of the poison within his blood were vitality-based. He took control of this energy as he began forcing it into the beast core, meeting much resistance. With most other kinds of poison eliminated in the blood, it was far easier to isolate what was vitality-based and move it. More time passed as Jake slowly infused this vital energy into the beast core, careful not to break it. After he was done, he quickly emptied the entire cauldron and once more poured in new blood. He continued the process once more, slowly affecting the beast core. Hawkey and Misty, these were apparently their official names now, had finished redrawing the circle a few days earlier. The human was still sitting there doing his weird ritual of sorts. Hawkey had already expressed that this was the same method he'd used to make the small bottles that restored resources or concocted deadly poisons, so Misty was somewhat interested. They looked on as he kept working, and on the fourth day they saw a small smile grow on his lips. The two hawks thought the human was about done, and just as they were trying to inspect closer, something happened. His hands began to glow a dark green color as he injected something into the entire concoction. A few seconds later, they felt a shift. A presence appeared for but a fraction of a second, but it was enough to make them both completely freeze up and black out for a moment. Like the harbinger of death and destruction itself had appeared, a phantasmal, scaled hand emerged from the void and touched the cauldron before disappearing just as fast. They both knew it hadn't actually happened. It was just a representation of a concept or power far beyond their understanding. But what they did know was that a supreme existence was associated with the human. This only further affirmed their decision. Jake opened his eyes as he was close to finishing the crafting process. He activated Touch of the Malefic Viper for the final push, injecting the most concentrated poison he could. He tried to imitate the vitality-based poison he had made so long ago, and while it was only partially successful, it got the job done. His inspiration faded as his smile grew. The first thing that greeted him was a notification he hadn't seen in a very long time. Ding! Malefic Viper's poison has been activated. The transcendent power of the Malefic Viper has forcefully increased the rarity of your creation to rare, increasing all effects substantially. It was the kind of passive skill that you so easily forgot. Everything it did behind the scenes. Especially the bonus effect that had just triggered. It was an effect that quite frankly seemed too strong for a mere rare skill. But then again, it barely ever triggered. But when it did, it led to something good. You have successfully crafted Malefic Beast Orb, rare. A new kind of creation has been made, bonus experience earned. Ding! Profession Prodigious Alchemist of the Malefic Viper has reached level 72. Stat points allocated, plus 5 free points. Ding! Profession Prodigious Alchemist of the Malefic Viper has reached level 73. Stat points allocated, plus 5 free points. Ding! Race Human E has reached level 84. Stat points allocated, plus 5 free points. 2 levels might seem like a lot, but Jake had spent 4 entire days within his thoughtful meditation to make the item. It was still above his current average speed, but not by overly much. It wasn't really him that had crafted a rare item, after all. Jake knew that what he had created was a beast orb, an item that beasts could consume, much like how humans could consume elixirs. Instead, it often had a different kind of effect. Sometimes it would help them with an affinity, sometimes it would increase a stat, but it would usually do nothing. Well, nothing wasn't entirely accurate, as it would marginally help the beast's records, allowing it to potentially reach higher levels or evolutions than it otherwise would. Looking at his specific creation, it didn't really look that impressive. Malefic Beast Orb, Rare. A beast core of a thunder rock that has now been thoroughly infused with vital energy from an outside source and has been forcibly transformed into an orb. It contains the remnant records of the thunder rock and fragmented records of the alchemist that has crafted it. Unknown effects if consumed. Unknown uses in alchemy. Beneficial effects if consumed by a beast. Jake took the beast orb out of the cauldron and showed it to the 2 birds gawking at him. "Will this be of any use?"